What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law
and sister-in-law. Oh my god. It's oh, okay. Was I supposed to say that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was just giving you the and sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Girl and Her Mother-in-Law. Happy
fucking
Monday.
Oh my god.
Is it? I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome back. Hope you're having a beautiful start to your week. Hope you had a great weekend. And we are doing our morning gratefuls. Aaliyah, we are now starting the show. Everybody says a grateful. We've got Aaliyah on as a guest, by the way.
So, Aaliyah,
you didn't catch on.
First thing that comes to your mind, what are you grateful for today?
Family.
Oh, don't make her cry already.
I thought she was going to say her fixed nose inhaler shit thing, but
that also works. Yeah.
Yeah. I am grateful for Zane for helping us get started this morning.
That's a good one. I'm grateful for a clean apartment because yesterday was Sunday cleaning.
Oh.
And that makes my heart happy. Okay. No dishes in the sink. The counters are wiped down. Feeling good about that.
We love that.
Love that.
So now that we're all feeling good.
We're all feeling grateful.
Kind of. I have cold.
Aaliyah has a cold.
So excuse her. A little
snottiness.
And excuse us. I hope everything is sounding okay and working okay because we don't really do three mics. We have a third mic, but we don't really use it often. So we've recruited Zane this morning to help us get it all set up. So I hope that it all sounds beautiful in your ears or in your car, wherever you're listening. A little preface before we hop into this episode. If you're not familiar, Aaliyah is Zane, my boyfriend, Jerry's son's little sister. Okay?
Okay.
She's 17. If you listen, to Agamil,
you're just sensitive.
Oh, God. We're off to a great start. If you've listened to Agamil in the past, you've heard about her. We've talked about her. Mm-hmm. This is her first time on the pod, and she's here to defend herself.
No, because you really talk so much about me.
Oh.
So,
That is. She's ready. She's ready.
Okay.
So that's who this is. She's our guest today, and we asked you guys on Instagram just questions, Q&A, and we're just going to go off. You might not hear a lot from me today. I'm going to let them hash some things out. I'll try to be a mediator as much as I can. But, Jerry and I have the questions. Aaliyah cannot see the questions right now. So we're going to kind of throw them out at her. It'll be interesting to see which ones you skip and which ones I skip. She'll be like, no, we're going to go back to that other question.
We'll go through them all. Well,
we'll see what we can get to. Yeah. If you guys enjoy this episode, and we're definitely not going to get all to all the questions because there's a lot, then if you guys enjoy it, we can do a part two if Aaliyah is willing. We'll see how this goes, if it ends in tears or punches.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Ask the first question.
Okay.
Would you?
Aaliyah, any plans for this summer? And what colleges are you planning to go?
Oh, we'll start light. We're starting light.
Okay. So, college visits, number one. Number two, relax, because I've been stressed all year. Number three, make bank, because I'm broke. Colleges. George Washington University, Temple University, Pace University, New Paltz, New Haven, Marshall, and
Northeastern.
Oh, that's a lot of options. That's good.
That's a list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my summer next month is every weekend. Well, aside from one, every weekend is booked for college visits. So
wow.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to
road
this
tripping.
Next. Yeah. I'm looking.
Oh, wow. So you're just going to road trip to all those?
Uh huh.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
Marshall's like 10 hours away.
Yeah.
So we're not going to that one.
Okay.
Well,
also, chances of. No. Okay. Anyways, yeah.
Self-doubt over there.
No. Never mind.
Okay, yeah. So, but yes.
Fun.
We're going to be.
That all sounded like another language to me, but I'm very excited for you.
Thanks.
Okay. Somebody said, high school tea, please. I love it. Do you have any high school tea for them?
Oh, my God.
She's like, I could write a book.
Yeah. I don't know what to even, like, talk about. Like, there's like so much. Like, what do you, like, you know everything for the most part.
You don't want to out people.
It's not even that. No one's going to listen. But, like, you know, it's just like.
She's like, no one knows about you guys. Yeah. It's fine.
No, no offense, but like.
No, she that. Also knows, like, that we get raw. So she just, I think that she protects her herself from the embarrassment of, like, did you hear what your mother was talking about?
What?
What?
No, it's the fact that I don't, there's, like, so much. So I don't know, like, which to,
like, where to even begin.
Yeah. Mm. You bring
just,
something up.
I think just typical high school tea. I think lots of tea. Aaliyah has a very eclectic group of friends.
I do.
And they're pretty good peeps.
Like, most 15 of band
them,
kids.
Most of them.
Yeah. Some of them are a little, you know. You know, you keep them at arm's length, you know?
Well, where she learned that from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because mom is always right.
Oh my god.
Yeah, just kidding.
I was going to be in my turtle shell over here, guys.
All right. So, okay, no major tea, just the typical high school bullcrap.
Yeah, you know, just one girl in my friend group just, you know, twist the truth a little bit, you know, horrible. For her own gain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liked this guy, mm-hmm. and she also liked him. And he liked me, but, you know, she told the guy that I wasn't interested so that she could be with him. And they ended up breaking up as friends. And he never liked her. So that was a missed opportunity for me.
Right.
But because now you're on to
she's a bigger, better junior. Wait, yeah, no, and now I'm not dating him, but I'm dating someone better. So
right. So, and they were all sitting around the fire pit. Yeah. And that original person had given her a ride home, right? So this quote unquote arm's length,
last night.
This arm's length friend,
yeah,
decided to
claim that the guy who gave me a ride home was hitting on me in the car and said that in front of my current boyfriend,
like,
and you're like, girl. Noted that this person that I liked and that this arm length friend liked is in our friend group, so he wasn't there when we were all sitting around the fire.
But her boyfriend was.
But my boyfriend was, and he obviously heard that. And, yeah.
You're it, like, for what reason? Trash. You're, it like, was trying just to like, sabotage me for
yeah,
what?
Exactly.
And that's like, exactly
you didn't have
what
to bring
is.
That up.
She's salty because you and the other guy liked each other, and yeah. she wanted to get
and
in the way
I've
of it.
I've had so. Opportunities, but she didn't.
And
she's
she tried
a
to sabotage sorry, no it, but and then she just winded up losing it because they were close friends mm-hmm. originally, and now she
yeah,
has nothing
and then
with them.
He's, she sent, no, he sent her, like, three, no, a novel.
Really?
New York Times bestseller. Like, a book. And it was, like, basically how he regrets being friends with her. This it was kind of brutal.
Ouchie.
Regrets being friends with her. She took advantage of him.
Selfish.
Oh. Took his money.
Oh.
Never, yeah. No.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I think it was a wake-up call for her. And I think she needed it, you know? Mm. I mean, it was... I think it was a very truthful message. Mm. And maybe I would have went, oh, there maybe he could have been gentler, but I don't think
no,
I think
she
even
needs
as
to hear it.
I think as honest as it was, I don't even think it was fully absorbed by her. Mm. So I listen, he needed to get it off his shoulders mm-hmm. and he did. And I think Aaliyah will have
no,
to
I
come
support
to a point
him,
too.
I will say. Mm. And so does Aaron. He supports him too yeah. because she's
it sounds like a lot of her behavior is rooted in insecurity and jealousy.
Yes.
She is. Oh, my God. Okay, let me just bring this up real quick. So, she is a jealous person. And just real quick, a little sneak peek. I'm a drum major this year.
Yay!
And yay! I became drum major with her and my best friend, Michaela. So, we're all three drum majors. And that was a plan from this year. It's because, like, we're like a little trio. Mm. She's just a little, you know, farther away than me and Michaela's little duo.
An acquaintance.
It's okay. So that was the plan. But, like, all throughout school, she's always been jealous of me because we both play the flute, and I'm better than her. I'm, like, always first chair. And, you know, and even, like, the little snarky comments this year about me, like, us being drum majors and stuff. Because I was, a lot of high schools don't have this, but I was field major, which is, like, a step, almost like a junior drum major. So she was like, oh, I know Aaliyah's going to get it. Or like, oh, she was already given the drum major gloves. She's going to get it. Yeah,
like,
just like for
like, why? For why?
Like, why?
It's yeah. one of those that instead of being happy for you, they're like.
She preys on
jealous.
People's downfall.
Yeah.
They're jealous. Yeah.
It's all right.
She's jealous that you're happy, you're doing well, and she's trying to put you down.
Yeah.
That's why she said something about the other guy, even though she knows you're in a fine, happy relationship now. Like, bringing that up for no reason. She just sees you
happy. That's old news. Like, yeah. You were just blind to it because you're obsessed with him. Sorry. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. So that's high school tea.
Yeah. I could go on for like.
She can write a book.
2 hours. But yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Biggest challenge you faced in high school and how you overcame it.
Ooh. Getting deep. Anxiety and stress, and I have not really overcame it.
I love that you're being real.
Actually, not really. That. No, because it got a lot less worse. A lot better.
A lot less worse.
It got a lot better. No, but like I think like freshman year was like the worst year with like mental health and stuff. I was just like, really? So yeah.
Your freshman year, you would say, is
so
the worst?
Bad. Like. It was the week before Corona where, like, all the school shut down. But do you remember that? Jeez. Like, I stayed home twice that week for, like, a mental health day. And I was just in her bed sobbing for, like 5 hours. Like, it was in the morning. I just, like, woke up to her and I was like, I can't do this. And, like, I was just, like.
Freshman year was more, like, mental health stress. And this year was more, like, school stress.
Yeah, no, but this year I was, like, the happiest.
I think you developed a group of friends and you started doing activities.
I found my actual people.
Yes. So. And that helps your mental health so
the
much.
Last
she found her people.
She's rolling her eyes.
And I'm not rolling my eyes.
No, she wasn't.
I'm just doing a little like okay. Anyways.
Side eye.
Yeah, so I found my people and that helps me a lot.
Okay, so your biggest challenge was your anxiety in freshman year, and you started to develop, get older, find yourself, discover who you are.
I think quarantine, like, a lot of people hated quarantine, but I think quarantine helped me a lot because, like, I was able to, like, have time for myself and, like, work on, like, losing weight and, like, self-bettering stuff.
Self-love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree, too. I kind of enjoyed quarantine. I wish I, like, took advantage of it a little bit more.
Yeah.
You've said that too, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, if we knew, like, oh my God, we're going to be in this for the next year.
And then we're going to be out of it. Yeah, it would be like, take advantage of that year. Yeah.
Full speed ahead.
100%.
Yeah. No, yeah. I made the most out of it.
Yeah.
Well, for me.
I definitely grew as a person.
Yeah, me too.
100%.
Yeah. I think everybody sort of did in one extent or another because.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
No, literally. Okay. How do you feel about your mom talking about you on the podcast?
Well, to be honest, I do not listen to the podcast, but I come upstairs and she's editing and I hear my name and I hear, oh, we talked about you today on the podcast. So I don't know what that's about. And I'm sure she gives me a really watered down version of what she actually talks about on the podcast.
Ooh.
She definitely speaks more because me and Liz were having a little conversation yesterday. And we've talked about how you do talk about me on the podcast. So
I do talk about you on the podcast, yeah, but I'm like, honest about it.
Yeah. But like I don't know exactly what you're talking about. So,
I'm going to have to start listening.
Maybe if you supported Alyssa and I.
Yeah, because I really want to. I do. I love that you guys do this, but I really do not want to listen and hear about your guys. Yeah.
So don't sex listen life? To sex yeah. episodes. Skip over the sex episodes.
Sometimes we get a little.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We give pretty good advice. Yeah. We have people that like admire the advice we give. So maybe you can take some of our advice from some of our advice episodes.
Advice about what?
Just
you guys give like
relationship advice.
Yeah. Relationship, friend, mother-in-law, brothers, mother-in-law. Sisters, fathers. You name it. We give advice on everything.
You're in a relationship now, miss.
I am. But yeah. Not like. Okay. 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 Yeah.
She's like, next question.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the most she's been in trouble for as a teen / kid? And what did she
do? Oh, you want to hear this, guys?
I love that she goes into Fran the Nanny voice.
Oh, sorry. Okay. No, it's like.
I would love
it's
to
a
know.
Little bit of my mucus cyst. Sorry. No, I like turn into a Long Island person. Anyways. Oh, my God. I just have to say this. Okay. A couple of days ago, it was the last day of school. My boyfriend, Aaron, has been dropping me home.
Oh, I heard this story.
No, this is crazy.
I heard this story from both point of views.
For the last 2 weeks has been driving me home, right? And we stay after school, and then we go home. And so it's the last day of school, and I text my mom, McDonald's, as in going to McDonald's, this person and this person. Those two people are my friends, okay? And we're dropping. You can go check your messages. My mom's pulling out her phone right now. And I'm right, because I checked it yesterday. Oh! And so I was like, okay. Meaning that we are going to McDonald's and dropping off two people before I come home. Mm. As in letting my mom know that I will be home a few minutes later, because we are stopping at McDonald's to grab a drink and dropping off two friends on the way home of Aaron dropping me home. Tell me why I come home and she's mad at me because I didn't ask. I didn't go, Mom, can I go to McDonald's and can I drop off two other friends before I get dropped home? I'm not dropping them home. My boyfriend's dropping them home. Like, she wanted me to ask for permission because she claims that, what if she wanted me home earlier, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what if she wanted me home earlier? Mm-hmm. What if, no. What
am I the mediator?
She's raising her hand.
Let's let Aaliyah finish.
Okay. What if she wanted me home earlier and she could have picked me up from school? First of all, okay, now let me defend myself. I thought I was doing her a favor by not having her get up and pick me up at school. Number two, Aaron has been dropping me home every day after school. So why did she need me to ask her if Aaron could drop off two friends before he drops me home?
I'm sorry.
Go.
I have to defend myself.
Okay, she's right.
Because I really do sound like I don't sound like a psycho. I'm a mother.
What time Amani did gave you an L.
What time?
With the whole conversation.
Excuse me. Well, Amani can take that L and just take it. What time is the school bell ring?
Oh, 2:05? My God.
No. 2:05? Guys, what time is 2:05?
2:05.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what time I got that message about McDonald's?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
3-something?
Yes.
Yes, Mom.
Right.
Because, okay.
Hello?
Okay.
You could have been dead on the side of the road for all I know.
Really? I could have been dead. Okay.
Because the car accidents happen every single day, because the shit happens every single day. We live in a world where, as a parent, we worry for our kids. So at 3-something, when you text me, McDonald's, da 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 da, I'm already like, is she dead somewhere?
Okay. Here is the thing, is you're making this up because you're trying to make a defense that is not admissible.
No, because I know what you're going to say. No, because by that time, no. Like, I already went through that worry stage, and then I get into the annoyed stage, because then when you do respond, I'm like, you know what? What are you going to just tell me what you're going to do instead of ask what you're going to do? And that's what it comes down to. Like, ask, don't tell. And listen, it would have been so easy if you just said, hey, Aaron's going to take me home today. And you didn't.
He's been taking me home for the last 2 weeks.
Like, and every other time you're like, oh, I'm going to stay here after Aaron's going to take me home, or I'm going to get a ride from Aaron. But
I didn't. Go check your messages.
Got time for that.
Okay, real quick, I'm going to defend myself back because I have to. We've been saying, when was the last time you said, oh, what time does the bell ring? 2:05, you're not home till what, 3:30? Because I have to drop off. When was the last time I actually came home at 2:05 and I haven't stayed after? Tell me.
Excuse me, it was the last day of school. What would make me think you're going to stay over on the last day? You're not staying after school help, because it's the last day of school.
When was the last time I stayed home, stayed after for extra help, actually, instead of just for band?
Did you stay after this day? Question, girl. Did you stay after this day?
I did.
So I've been staying after the last
10 months of school.
Is that until 2:45?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you stay after for?
Band.
Oh. You guys just hang out?
Yeah. And we have been for the last 10 months of school.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why she just like thinks, oh, 2:05.
Listen.
I could have communicated better.
You both could have communicated better.
Right. And we agreed with that.
Okay,
we squashed
it. Hand me up, Holmes. Okay, that's it. Okay.
All right.
So they dabbed each other up.
But you never answered the question. So what do you think is the biggest thing I've done? That was just something I had to bring up. Well,
I don't know.
I'm a perfect child. I'm kidding.
Was there a resolution to that?
Not really. It's just that we are two different people and we have different mindsets and we have to communicate better.
The story that I was told yesterday was that what if you wanted to go to lunch with
her? Oh, that was another thing.
Well, that was another thing I did say.
But, okay. I'm sorry.
No.
Continue.
She has, okay, not too long ago, my daughter had a show. Was it a show? What the hell was it for?
A Little Shop?
No.
I think it was All Friends 7.
Maybe it was. I don't know. But she's like, Ma, I need a black dress.
Oh my God, it was a concert.
For tomorrow.
What does that have to do with this conversation?
She needs it for tomorrow. Okay. So I take her to two different malls, shopping around, trying to find a fucking dress last minute. My daughter is last minute procrastinator. Drives me nutso. So my thing is, and you're witness to it because she wanted to borrow some Spanx. We spoke about Spanx long before. And I'm like, hey, I'm sure, I know Alyssa talks of Spanx all the time. Why don't you see if she has something that you could try on? See if you like something. This way we can buy it, you know, like know what you're going to get. Nothing. Does she do it? No. So the same thing with the dress. Like, you know that concert's coming up. When you do have free time, you should take advantage of it. So my whole thing with her is she has prom, she has graduation, she has all these things coming up, and you're just going to, I don't know.
Wait, what does that have to do with you wanting to go to lunch?
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't exactly lunch. I just said that. But I'm like, how do you know I didn't want to go do something? We have your prom coming up. We could have went for lunch. We could have did shit.
Can I?
It was just like a general like statement that came out of my mouth, but she holds on to that one statement.
Okay, because I'm naturally a defensive person.
I know.
So she takes your words and she's like, okay, that's what she means. Because, she says what she means.
Because if you say what you say, that's what you said. But you said, Aaliyah, what if I had plans to take you out for lunch on your last day? But we were picking up Denise, number one. Number two, you were like, well, Aaliyah, I didn't mean that because I know you have a test the next day. So, like, there was no point of saying that, in my opinion. Okay.
Which is why I retract what I said.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to dab you up again. You already got one. That's not
it. That was kind of half-assed.
I was just going to say, if you wanted to hang out with her after school, go to lunch, shopping with her, then it could have been communicated. That's all I was going to say.
Oh, listen, damn me up, Holmes.
My hands are sweaty.
Oh. Clammy.
It's okay. Yeah, Aaliyah and I definitely have bad communication. I have, which I know this is a terrible, terrible part of me. I assume she's going to be home at the same time. Even when Erin was dropping her off, mm-hmm. she was always coming home around the same time. If she wanted to do something, there was always communication.
And I let you know, though.
Can we go to the docks? Hey, Ma, mm-hmm. can we go stop and get food? Mm-hmm. Hey, Ma. This day there was nothing.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? I said, hey, Ma, McDonald's.
And she then these did not two say, hey, people. Ma. It was literally McDonald's, da-da, and da-da-da.
But I let you know. I didn't just, like,
after
come home.
After 3 o'clock when school ends at 2.
Because we left at 3 o'clock. We didn't. But we left at 3 o'clock.
Do you guys get me?
No, to the moms out there, you get what I'm saying, right? They know that you are protective.
Yes.
And they know that
that's all it needs.
And I understand that too, but I did communicate. So that's why I'm questioning it.
You communicated an hour after. And Imani actually said to you, Aaliyah, I'm going to give you a life lesson right now. Communicate with Mom. That's what he said to you, correct?
Okay.
That's what it all comes down to. Communicate
with me as well.
Okay. No, can we move on?
Okay,
we have a lot of questions.
Let's go. We have a communication issue.
Oh, is it me? I'm doing the next one. Did she ever take out the cup from her room that was about to break through the bottom?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I really need to start listening. Yes, I did. Thank you. Yes, I did.
Oh, you mean the same night that she spilled her water bottle that has a cap all over the router?
Oh, you mean the cup of water?
Oh, the cup of water, right. Because
her
water bottle was on the other side.
She's a busy gal. That's why when she says she's like, McDonald's, then this, then going home.
Exactly.
She's probably in the middle of five conversations.
Thank you.
I can't text at
like
the same
time. I have
like
five children in the back seat. Like, I have to attend to. I'm like the mother of the friend group. You're the mother of my life. I'm like the mother of the friend group. I have a million things going on. I have this. Like,
that's why she can't listen to Agma.
There's a lot to balance.
You cleaned your room. That's the point. You moved the cup.
I have a lot going on. I did.
Beat my ass.
She's defending her case. She's just in a phase. She's not an asshole.
It's not a phase, Mom.
It is a phase.
It's not a phase.
It is. I went through it with Imani. I went through it with Zane. And I'm going through it with you. It's a phase.
And I was butting heads with my mom at this age, too. Yeah.
You know what? You just got to accept it. It is a phase.
No. Yeah. You'll realize when you're older. Trust me.
When I have kids, you're going to realize that I was right. Okay?
You don't even need kids. Once you get out of a certain phase, you know how many times Imani or Zane have said, Ma, you know, you were right.
I know. And I'm a brilliant kid. And I know that, like, I know that you do stuff and you say stuff for the well-being of, and my, the safety of myself.
And that's all I ever tell you. Everything I do or say comes from love. And I know it's
out of love. Like, I know that. Right. But sometimes you just say stuff that boggles my mind.
Well, you know, you started that sentence by saying, I'm brilliant. I am not brilliant. So...
I dragged it. I'm not brilliant.
I speak from emotions. You speak from thoughts. Alyssa's raising her hand.
I was just going to say, being out of that phase now, yes, I know that my mom did out of love, but there's still some things that I'm like, nah, she was being ridiculous.
No, some stuff.
I'm just defending us children when we get older that mom isn't always right. Like, sometimes she is being a little irrational.
Wait, can I say that?
Sometimes you are a little irrational.
Wait. Maybe we handle it in an irrational way, but I think the ground point is...
The intentions are good.
But it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Sometimes the execution
is not good.
Right. And you know what? My mother told me that since I was a little kid, and I've told you that too. And I admit my faults all the time. I tell Aaliyah, I do own my mistakes. She's such a bitch. Do you guys hear this?
I'm kidding.
All right, Aaliyah, what's your dream? Oh, this is... whatever. I already started this. Sorry. What's your dream career?
Okay. On a major, potentially. See, it's like, it's a branch. So majors, possible majors, criminology, criminal justice, forensic science. And I want to get my PhD in criminology, perhaps. And yeah, I don't know exactly what I want to do, but in that area of focus.
You said you want to stay in the band realm, too, when you go to college, too. Which yeah. is interesting. I didn't know you wanted to do that.
Yeah. I don't want to give it up, but...
I love that. That's yeah. Cool.
My college search, I'm making sure that there's concert band or marching band or something.
That's good.
And I think that's good because that's like a release, right? So all the studies, because we know how Aaliyah is. Maybe she could also talk about that if nobody directs it, but we know how she is with her studies, so at least she'll have some her time, you know, like enjoy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How has it been growing up with two brothers and a bonus sister-in-law?
I loved it.
Aww.
I know, because I always tell my mom, like, even, like, when I have kids, like, I want that setup where, like, I have, like, the two older sons and the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, no offense, but I feel like when it's, like, two sisters, it's just, like, I don't know. I just, like, I think it's better for, like, a girl to have, like, older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I feel like they get to, like, I don't know. Have, like, kind of, like, protection and stuff.
Mm. You feel protected by your brothers?
Yeah, they're all right. No, but, like, I know that, like, they look out for me.
Yeah, so. Push came to shove.
Yeah. And I know. I like having you because, like, you're like a sister.
So. Oh, I love you. Always think about it would be so weird if I had a brother, though. Like, when you don't have one, I'm like, if I had a brother, like, who would he, like, weird.
Weird.
It would be weird. Yeah.
What have the girls, meaning Alyssa and I, have done to embarrass you?
Talk about me on the podcast without me knowing.
I defend you. Do I not?
I know. And you should have asked her. I go back at mom. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Because I'm not here to defend myself. And she's just talking all these accusations without me even being here.
Listen, some of the stuff I agree
on. A soggy cup? That's not an accusation. Oh, I mean, that's not like I'm talking shit. That's like you had a soggy ass cup. That would have broke through and been all over everything.
I promise you, like, she's making it 10 times worse than it actually is.
Okay.
Listen, I try to defend you, but I also try to be non-biased. I try to see both sides, not who you are, just the situation, and agree with what I agree with.
No, yeah. Sometimes my mom was right.
Like, the one thing I agree with is the cleanliness of the room. The cleanliness of the space. That is the one thing that I agree with. Some of the other stuff, I'm like, eh.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what have we done to embarrass you? Did we answer the question? Oh, talking about you. Okay. Her thoughts on the fam all moving somewhere else together. What does that mean?
What? Like, does that mean like moving to a different state or like moving to different places?
I guess moving different places.
Okay, well, I'll answer both. Moving different places. I know I'm leaving. So I know.
She don't give a shit. Yeah, exactly. She don't give a shit.
No, we're like independent. Like, respectfully. Yeah. Like, I've got to go.
Yeah. I love that for you, though. Do what's best for you.
Yeah. I can't imagine the family, like, being apart. I mean, you guys literally have a podcast, so, like, being that far apart.
We're going to end up living in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're going away for college is what she's saying, yeah, guys. So. She's not, like, moving somewhere right now.
Yeah.
We don't know where she's going to end up. Unless she falls in love with Washington, D.C. and moves there.
Washington, D.C., Boston, West Virginia is, like, really little possibility, but possibly Philadelphia and New York City.
Mm.
And Connecticut.
So she's fine. She's fine with any scenario happening.
Yeah.
Because we'll always make it work.
Yeah. Yep. I won't be that far. And the family, I don't believe, is going to be all different places.
Yeah, so. I agree.
Okay. How do you feel about Alyssa doing social media?
I love it for the most part.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
No. I, like, really think it's good for you. And I think it's really cool. Because, like, obviously, like, YouTube was my thing. Like, I loved watching YouTube. And, like, the fact that you were able to, like, do that successfully is, like, incredible.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Like, it's crazy, like, that, like, you're, like, really successful, you know? I mean, thanks. I'm not underestimating you. Like, it's just, like, yeah.
Thanks.
It's amazing. Like, you get so many opportunities to, like, do stuff and, like, go out. And, yeah, I'm proud of you. But
thank you. What's the downside? I feel
like the downside is, like, your mental health is, like, no, sometimes it's, like, declining some days. And, like, I don't know. I feel like also because it's not, like, a normal, like, career, like, it's hard to, like, set boundaries. And, like, you can always, like, overwork yourself. And, like, you don't have, like, a set in stone schedule. So you could always be working.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like because of that, like, you can guilt yourself to not. Like, if you're not working, you can, like, guilt yourself. So, like, you never have, like, free time.
Mm-hmm. I'm always thinking about it.
I can see that.
So, yeah,
that's like the
wow.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know what kind of comforts me though is like, yeah, this industry and career path is hard, but also like if I did anything else, it would have its own stressors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I feel like especially of like my friends that work 9 to 5s now, like I've you know talked to them about these things, and they're like, but even 9 to 5s now are not 9 to 5s anymore. Like, you go home and, like, you're still working on your computer or you're still doing business calls or you're still thinking about it. Like, a lot of obviously, there's some career paths that you can, like say, like, a hairstylist. Like, you do your appointments and you go home and you're done. But, like, people that work at, like, offices and things like that, like, they're still, like, one of my friends works at a law firm, right? So she's still working when she goes home. Like, she's always, like, constantly getting messages. And, like, even my cousin works in HR. She's always getting, like, she's always working. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
so tough. It's, like, a lot of industries have their own... Mm-hmm. You know, cons too.
Right.
I mean, I love
it's
what
like
I do.
It's like the grass is greener kind of thing, right? It's like, oh, if I had this, I could be done and have a free mind. And it's like, no, not necessarily. Or then maybe something else would happen and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the balance, and I think
finding it.
I think most of the time you know when you need to like take a breath, take a step back, you know? And I think you're finding it as you grow more. Mm-hmm. I think you're, you know, as you mature and stuff like that. And I think you'll find the right pace and rhythm and whatever you need to do to make it successful without feeling like it's taking a toll at the same time, you know?
And I'm getting there. Yeah. Last week was hard for me because I think I took on too many, like, fun events and things like that it put me back on, like, my actual work. Because, like, the events are for work, but really, like, if I, like, network, socialize, meet other creators, it's good. But at the end of the day, like, then I'm just falling so behind on other work. So I think I need to say no to more fun things if I know that it's going to affect my mental health. Like, I'm having fun in that moment. But then I get home and I'm like, fuck, now I have, like, 500 million things to do.
Yeah.
You know?
It's that life balance.
Yeah. I'm just entering a new phase, an era in my career. And now I need to, like, recalibrate.
Yeah, because it's got to be good.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum. Gotta be good.
Okay. Do people in your life know about Alyssa doing social media?
In my life?
Yeah. Like, do your friend groups? And,
A lot of my friends follow you. Like, and, like, it's a lot of, like, friends that, like, I'm not even, like, I literally have never talked to them. So, like, I don't even know how, like,
They know about me.
Like, I guess, like, if I, like, repost on my stories, but, like, mm-hmm. even, like, people look at my grade, and I'm like, bro, like, I don't even talk to you. Like, why do you follow her?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah.
But the one time that you had a party, I, like, walked outside, and then I started to walk away. They were like, is that the YouTuber? Is that the famous YouTuber?
That's so funny.
I was like, oh,
she
boy.
Said her friends tease her.
Practically.
Well, she says, like, damn, even my mom's got more followers than I do.
No, literally.
That's good, though. It's, like, the opposite of bullying. No one's, like, making fun of you that I'm a YouTuber. They're, like,
they're really
cool. Yeah. They're bigger than you.
No one said that. I say that.
Well, you I make corrected. That joke. I self-corrected.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I said kids, and I'm like, well, her. She's told me.
Oh, okay.
Like, she said it.
Okay. You've kind of answered, so I'm going to find a new one. Where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years? Location, job, etc. That's a deep question.
Location, Northeast. Job, don't know. Like, it's such a range. Like, scientists on the field, like, there's such a range with that. We'll have a PhD.
Can you explain to me what a PhD is?
It's like having a doctorate. So, like, it's like a certain level of, like, education.
She'll be Dr. Okay, Siddiqui, so like, with like that high medical
level. Not like a medical doctor. Like, a level of education. Like, bachelor's, like, having a doctorate degree. Okay. Okay. But they call it a PhD.
Is it, what's, like, the order?
Bachelor's? It's associates? Uh-huh. I said that wrong. Bachelor's, master's, doctorate.
Okay. Where's PhD?
Highest. Doctorate.
Okay.
And yeah.
Oh, cool.
So get my highest level education.
I didn't go to college.
And yeah. And I want to be successful in a way that I'm happy with my job and make money that I'm comfortable with. I don't want to struggle financially.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This was somebody's question, but I have a question. Where do you think that you got this, like, mature mindset from?
I'm totally joking.
No, but if it is, that's
what you said. No, I don't know. Like, I think...
Do you think it's growing up with older siblings?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. Like, I just, like...
I feel or social like, media?
No, you know what I think it is? I think it's, like... I'm talking to my mom right now. Like, I feel like you've experienced a lot of, like, deep shit and, like, have talked to me about it, like, at a young age. So, like, I've, like, been exposed to, like, so many different things, like, at a young age. So, like, I haven't had, like, I don't worry about playing with Barbie dolls still at, like, 12. I'm, like, worrying about, like, my future. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've been exposed to, like, so many different, like, mature concepts at a young age because of, like, your experiences and, like, you trying to teach me things. So, like, it's me just, like, focusing on different things.
Do you not like that I did that, or do you think it's a good thing because it...
No, I think it's a good thing because I'm not, like, a little shithead.
Well, no, because I also feel
like... into who you are.
Yeah, but I also feel like, damn, she wasn't playing with Barbie dolls, but she did.
No,
she
I definitely did. No, had I did.
Childhood.
No,
I'm just she definitely was a little girly no, girl's childhood.
No, I was just giving an example.
But, yeah. I say from my kids' drama, I was joking about it yesterday at your house, Liz. It's like it taught my boys how not to be, and it taught my daughter what not to put up with and how to be also, you know? Like,
but I feel like I remember literally being like 7 years old at Monsters Golf or whatever that thing is called. Like the
Monster Mini Golf?
Yeah, that shit. And like, just, like, looking around and, like, feeling, like, I always felt like the most mature kid.
She did.
Like, literally being in, like, first grade. Mm-hmm. And I, like, felt, like, grown. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I don't know, like, why. Like, I think it's because of that. Like, just, like, surroundings and, like, It's not like dramatic. I'm just saying, like, I just like grew up with like a more mature surroundings, like,
yeah,
of things that you can be being like, okay, I want that, like, I don't want that.
Deeper concepts.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I feel the same way. I always feel like I'm older than I am. Like right now, I feel like I'm in like a 30-year-old's mind.
Yeah.
I also think that social media has a big thing to do with it. I will say, because we're exposed to so many people's life. Like, you know, like lives in general, and like she needs to just snort her thing. I think just social media in general like teaches us so many things and like almost like speeds up our growth in a way. Yeah. And like even like I watch your generation, like I watched you go like say like from 15 to 17. I'm like, damn, like these girls are like wearing what I'm wearing now. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going through that awkward 15-year-old stage anymore. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like because of social media, you're watching older girls wear what they're wearing, doing their hair, doing their makeup. And I feel like the generations, as we're going through, are getting, like, more and more, like, mature earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that has a big
kind of bittersweet.
Too.
Like, I've mentioned that on the podcast. But like, it's like when I was 10, I remember for my 10th birthday being a kid. You know, like, I remember, like, specifically, it's probably my last birthday that I remember so clearly, but I remember what I wore, I remember what I got, you know, and I remember playing with my Barbie dream house with my friends at my birthday party, and that was at 10. And like, the 10-year-olds these days,
yeah,
are,
but it's,
you know,
just like a natural trend, like, mm-hmm. like you're being exposed to more things. Like, I saw like this like meme or whatever, it was like a picture of like Northwest and Kim Kardashian dancing, and they were like, Northwest is a child and she looks like an old woman. But it's like, number one, so what? Like, it's not your child. Yeah. Number two, it's like kids are getting older.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the generations are just
it's
changing.
Like, yeah, things are changing.
Evolving.
Yeah, like, it's not the same as it was a long time ago.
If you think back, like, in early, early times, people were married and having babies at 15 and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So I think, like, a lot, you know, it's just evolution, right? It's just the way things change.
People are living longer. Things are getting...
Yeah.
Yeah. The amount of, like, the older generation that look at me and they're like, oh, at your age, I was already married with this many kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All
no,
the time.
You're not the same.
Yeah.
Like, people have different lives.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Mama.
Okay. Favorite thing about me, your brothers, Alyssa.
Favorite thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's like, so,
what,
like,
category?
No, that's so, like, oh my god, I'm not trying to, like, be mean. That's, like, very vague, so I need to, like think of, like, my favorite thing about
What's
you.
What's the favorite thing about me? Is it the way I worry about you?
No. No.
These are so petty.
I am very petty. No, I think, like, no. You are the coolest mom, like, actually. And you're very lenient with me for the most part. And, yeah, you're a cool mom.
Thank you.
I think, like, all of my friends, like, we were in the auditorium one day, and, like, one of my friends was like, yeah, I call this person's mom Mrs. This, and then I call this person's mom Mrs. This, and then I call Aaliyah's mom the goat. It's like, all my friends love her, and, like, I love that you're cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you can, like, be one of the kids, kind of. You know?
You're cool. Yeah.
Kind of swag.
You're hip and cool.
Thanks.
You know all the lingo.
Thanks.
You can use emojis, right?
Alyssa, you're like a sister to me, so just like having that.
You don't have a sister.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
no, you,
now you do.
No, you... Not a blood sister. Oh, my God.
No, I'm saying you have
so
your
funny.
Father had another child.
Oh,
technically, you have a sister.
Oh. I'm sorry. No, I forgot about... No, I do.
Damn,
though.
I'm not the only one anymore. I didn't even realize that.
What?
I'm not the only sister.
God, I sound so terrible.
I had go on. Sorry,
still,
I cut you.
To be you're completely still more honest. Like a sister. Like yeah. I'm
well,
not,
she's a baby.
I know, but yeah. I'm not gonna like. I don't imagine me getting close with
her.
Her and Sherior. I don't like. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
She said she thinks because, she's like, gonna wind up growing up having a relationship more like cousin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like I don't
know. You never know. You never know. That's so far down the line. You're gonna be.
I'm gonna be like
when she's 27,
right? And she's gonna be like,
right,
7.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's gonna be a different relationship.
Yeah,
we're close in age.
Yeah.
And what about your brothers?
Wait, what was your favorite thing about me?
That like you're like a sister to me.
Oh, okay.
And that like You're so successful. I could look up to you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. And like, I can relate to you. I can relate to you. I feel like.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. Because I look at you and I'm like, oh, I see myself at your age.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can relate and, like, to you, too.
We're similar in, like, certain ways. With, like,
I'm sure, like, the Spanx and the curling irons help, too.
Right. The little, like,
no, like, even that little, though, right. Like, we're able to, like, relate more.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I love it.
If only we were the same shoe size, you would be golden.
Yeah. Once we're not anymore.
Like, over 50 shoes.
Zane, he's just, like, big brother, you know? Like, just... kind of like same thing. I can like talk to him a lot about like music and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Amani, he's comical. So he's kind of an asshole. I'm not even gonna lie. I got out of the car. We were walking up the car. I was like, he's such a dickhead. Like, he really is though. Like he's
out of love.
I guess so. Well, whatever.
I think that Zane is like so like the calm, nice brother, and he's just like the one that like gets under your skin and picks on you.
But yeah. It's just like. I don't know. Sometimes he just needs to stop talking.
Don't we all?
And you guys listening know I went through this with Amani. Mm. And the troll word, that was like when is, I would get upset or something, Mom, just trolling. It's fucking grow up already.
Joking, or he always says a who? Cares.
It's like, how fucking old are you? Up.
Like, what? Like, what? Like, you're what, five.
How old are you, Amani? You're 20.
Exactly. See? Like, I'm more mature than him. Like, he's like...
Or yesterday in the car, Zane brought over, like, poker chips, and Aaliyah, like, what happened?
Oh, my fucking
shit. She picked it up upside down. It spilled. Whatever. It just wasn't, like, closed right.
No, it was...
He was like, Aaliyah, why would you do that? But he's not, like, actually mad at her. He's just, like, being an ass.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, the fucking poker chips were upside down, you fucking asshole. Like, it was, like... No, it was literally... The thing was like this, right? It was poker chips, and there was a hole, right? And so, however it ended up, it was upside down. So when Zane went to pick it up or whoever wants to pick it up, I picked it up and the chips fell out.
Yeah.
Molly was like, oh, wait, why would you put that up? I'm like, no, you're dumb. You're dumb. It has a hole in it. Like, you're dumb, you know? Anyways.
You just have to go mind your business.
Yeah, but I feel like, once again, like, Amani's, like, when he's actually, like.
He's genuine, not actually mad at you.
I do like Amani. I do like him. He's all right.
Wait, can I just say something? I want to bring up a point because I feel like. The way she's, like, depicting Amani is sort of how, like, she depicts me in a sense, like, you know, like, whatever. But I have always said Amani is my most sensitive child, and I think that he uses sarcasm, trolling, whatever you want to call it, to protect himself. I think he acts like a dick to avoid being hurt in certain situations.
He's very proud of you, too. Like, there was a time where you weren't there. We were, like, at your dad's or something, and he was like, no, Aaliyah's doing really good in school. Like, he's proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
I just, like, also, he compares himself a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, him in high school, me in high school are way different people. Yeah. And, like, he thinks, like yesterday, right? We were on the way back, and he was like, or whenever this was, he was like, Aaliyah, why don't you get a job? And I was like, Amani, like, I can't. Like, in the summer, sure, I can get a job, but, like, with my studies and, like, the way that I, like, work really hard and, like, the extracurriculars that I'm planning to keep up with in the following year, like, I can't reasonably get a job.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I got a job. It's 12, 13. I was like, well, like, I'm not you. Like, mm-hmm. We have different, like, ways of utilizing our time. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, why don't you play tennis? Like, Amani, like, wait. Like, yeah. I will. Like,
you're not there right, like, now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he compares himself a lot to me. And mm-hmm. I don't. It's not reasonable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally different lives.
Yeah.
What are three small victories that you've had in the last few days that you're proud of?
Victories?
Sort of like Alyssa's Gratefuls. That's what she was.
Oh.
So. Like three small things. I know the first one that...
I look kind of banging in my prom dress. I'm okay. Not going to lie. Like, I look pretty great.
That's so cute.
It's funny. I was going to say your makeup last night. She did a trial hair and makeup.
For prom and it came out really good.
You did it when we got home?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm like an Arabic princess.
Oh, I was going to say it was so cute. Upstairs on the couch, she was like, Ma, I look like an Arabian princess. And I love that. I
Oh my God, wait. You took pictures.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hate doing my makeup just to take it off. I would have wanted to do it and use it.
Well, no, it was like a trial.
Yeah.
So it was like, I had to.
Yeah.
But
okay, so one more. Your prom dress, your makeup.
Nursing myself back to health.
Okay, we love that.
I had razor blades for a throat during my chem final, and it was not very good. And I have prom and stuff upcoming, so I'm better now for the most part. And so, yeah, I'm happy about that. Victory.
As a 17-year-old, what are your struggles? Friends, social, future?
Not knowing exactly what I want, but like I still do know what I want in the future. It's just like the exact career. Like I don't know exactly like I want to be a neuroscientist. It's more like a branch. So I like stress about it, but then like people tell me like you're literally 17, like you're not supposed to know exactly. But
okay, I think the fact that you're supposed to like go to college and pick what you want to do for the rest of your life at 18 years old is crazy.
Yeah,
to me,
I agree.
Like, my 18-year-old to now is, like, a whole nother human. Like, I would totally have a whole nother mindset right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. But, like, it's part of life. It's, like, the life path, so I get it. Somebody said, I have a 15-year-old niece that I have trouble connecting with and being close with. Any advice?
I don't know. I literally don't know.
No advice.
Just try and like hear them out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Don't like diminish their feelings.
Yeah. Like don't maintain the, because I'm older, I'm always right. Like try and like, even though like it doesn't make sense, like try and reason, try and understand like what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And become more relatable in certain ways.
The likes, their interests.
Yeah, like connect like what they like, and you will probably form a better relationship.
And try to think back, I feel like, to when you were 15. Like, put yourself in that mindset.
I'm not the same person when I was 15. Exactly. Oh my God.
But, like, put yourself in that mindset. Think, like, I'm giving somebody advice that is 15 years old. They're not in my mindset that I'm in right now, you know? So you have to, like...
I'd say, like, just connect on, like, their interests and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just try and reason with them.
Love that.
Would you ever move away from Long Island? And if yes, where?
Possibly. Northeast somewhere, like this vicinity of Washington. Like, I feel like if it would be a different state, it'd be Washington, D.C. Just because, like,
that's cool.
That's a great area for, like, the careers
that you want to be in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
I don't know exactly.
Are you more of an introvert or an extrovert?
Extrovert. Now, I was a big introvert like the last like 5 years of my life, I feel
you
like
were, yeah.
Like even in the family, like I was like thinking about it, like even in the family I was always shy. I feel like when like you would come up and like Zay and Imani, like I feel like I was like more shy. And like I feel like now I'm like way more extroverted, like friends, drum major, like leadership roles and like stuff like that. Like I'm like definitely more outgoing.
Engaging in conversations more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you got older.
Grown up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Aaliyah, what's something you've always wanted to do but never had the chance to do it?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
You to think?
I don't have like a bucket list. I know like some people do, but not really.
Do you want to go skydiving one day?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I don't have, like, a specific, like, list. Like, not necessarily, like, sure, I'll try it, but, like, I don't know.
That's good. That means traveling. That you do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I'm spontaneous.
That's good.
That's a good thing. Honestly, just travel. I like traveling, so.
How would you define your style?
Like what? Like.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like just whatever. Like, I don't know if you're feeling. I'm not like edgy. I'm not like preppy. Like, it's just like whatever. I don't know. Basic.
Okay. I only want to ask this one because I'm generally curious. It's not just to fluff me up, but I know it'll fluff me up. So, in what ways do you look up to your mama? She is the greatest lady around. Thank you, by the way.
Mom,
yes.
If I'm going to get sentimental, you are my favorite person on this planet.
Am I really?
Yeah. You are. And you always have great intentions. And I feel like you're very strong. And, like, you've been through so much shit, and like I feel like you can give me good advice and stuff like that. And I feel like you're strong-willed, and you don't give up, because I would not be here if I was in your shoes. I would be like in a psychiatric center. Like I don't know how you do it. Like I would. I don't know. Like that's, you know, that, like the stuff that you tell me like boggles my mind. Like I don't know.
That's funny.
No, but you're very strong-willed and you're compassionate and you're super empathetic, and I look up to that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I adore you.
What is one piece of advice you would give to your younger self? One piece of advice. Go.
To not be so like strict on like myself, and to like open up more, and to not be so like timid, because I met some of like the best people I've ever met like this year.
Yeah.
And so like I could have had, I always say like I wish that like, because I was virtual last year.
Yeah.
Like we had the option.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends are seniors now. Mm-hmm. Well, they're graduating.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say like I could have had more time with them like in school.
Yeah.
Like, this was like the best year of like my life.
Oh.
With like these people. And like I say like, oh, I could have had like more time with them. But then mom's like, well, you don't really know that with like circumstances. But
yeah.
Like branch out more. Not to be like as like uptight.
You're more extroverted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be uptight. And like, yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Say yes more.
Yes.
Try new things. Say yes more.
Love that.
How about her love story? Or just maybe a boyfriend story if they're not at that love stage yet.
No. Like how you guys met and like started dating and stuff?
This is like so like, it was like so like much.
Like a condensed version.
Okay. Well, I always kind of like knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we went to the same elementary school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
So, like, I kind of, like, knew him.
Cute.
But then, like, in middle school, like, obviously he's a grade above me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, parades, because, like, in middle school, it's two different bands. Like, it's sixth grade, eighth grade.
Okay.
But, like, when we have, like, parades and stuff, it's always, like, together.
Okay.
Like, all of them merge together.
Yeah.
So, like, I knew him in middle school. And then, but, like, not, I, like, never talked to him. I just, like, knew about him.
Mm-hmm.
And something funny is, like, recently, like, we were looking at Snapchat memories, and, like, I have a video from middle school, Ben, and, like, he's, like, in the video. But, like, I didn't know him. But, yeah, it was funny.
That's cute.
I always say that about me and Zane, because, like, you said you used to go to, like, Grandma's Ice Cream. Like, there's an ice cream shop over here. I'm, like, we definitely were sitting there, because I was there all the time. We definitely have been sitting there at the same time.
No, but
or, like,
so
cross
weird.
Paths in Walmart or something.
Yeah, like, definitely. He was, like, in a video from, like,
yeah,
it's so weird.
That's crazy.
But, and then ninth grade, which is, like, before Corona, me and my best friend, Michaela, went to, like, the school to watch the middle schoolers perform their concert. So we were just, like, hanging out there. And so was my other friend, Leilani. And he was there, and so was Mike. And so, like, we were all there. And, like, I didn't really, once again, I didn't really know them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just, like, they were in band.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in band in my school, it's the 4 years. So, it's 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Like, all together. So, it's, like, my band's over, like, 100 people. So, like, I knew them from 8th period.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we were just, like, all hanging out. It was, like, a great time. So, like, that was, like, another little experience.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, again, I have a video of me and him from, like, 9th grade.
And I have something like that with me and Zane. We were at a fair, but, like, I was with my ex still.
Yeah,
and, like, we were, like, hanging out with, like, him and Gianni.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, I have a picture of, like, video of, like, me and him just, like, as, like, acquaintances and whatever. And then at that time, actually, which I don't know if you know this, but at that time, Aaron and Michaela.
They were, like, a thing.
Kind of, yeah. And, like, in 10th grade, it was, like, the same thing. Like, they weren't a thing. Like, Michaela didn't like him.
Yeah.
But then in 10th grade, and, like, he kind of gave up on that. And in 10th grade, Aaron, well, he was in 11th grade, but Michaela was in 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron liked Michaela, and Michaela kind of liked Aaron, and they dated for, like, a week at most, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they broke up. Because why did they break up?
She came out, no?
Michaela's gay.
Yeah.
She's like,
Michaela's gay.
I'm like, yeah. I don't like boys.
Yeah.
And so she's gay.
Yeah. I love Michaela.
I love Michaela too. And now she's happy in a relationship with Leah.
Aaliyah was just invited. Where were you invited?
Not Aaliyah. Leah.
Not me.
Aaliyah. Oh, yeah. Aaliyah was just invited to gay prom. Is that what it was just called?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's like an LGBTQ prom. But like as an ally, pop up. Anyways. Yeah. Off topic. So that was just like a funny little coincidence, but obviously we're all cool now because once again, Michaela's gay.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
and then this year started, and obviously last year, like the second half, I was virtual, so like I didn't really have any communications with like anyone in band.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, and because like Michaela and like they were like, we're all kind of like acquaintances and whatever, like I'd always be like, oh, hey, whatever. But, like, we, like, became, like, acquaintances just because, like, I would always say hi. We would always say hi.
Yeah.
And then we became, like, friends and, like, he came to, like, a Halloween party, whatever. And then, like, he would
just slowly
start. Yeah. Can I interrupt?
Sure.
Only because, like, Aaliyah, she was field major this year. And when she applied like, she was telling her, Mr. Wink, that the biggest thing for her is, especially with Corona and everybody being separated, was trying to bring everybody together. Mm-hmm. So Aaliyah, like, made a pact and, like, made a deal. Like, she's going to host parties. She's going to just bring everybody together because everybody was so separate for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, that became, like, she did it every month, basically. She would have everybody come over and have this party. And they became, like, yeah. Because of that, I think. Because of her dedication to trying to make the band reunite,
Like, me and him were, like...
No, I'm saying, close. Like, I think that's how it really started. Because you guys were just hanging out a lot more.
Yes. That's how, like, my friend group became a big thing. But, yeah, and then we became, like, best friends up to, like, December. And that's when, like... Which, you were right, Mom. I will say you were right, because you told me this recently.
You guys hear that, right?
My mom was right.
Time stamp
for this time only. I'm just kidding. But he did like this girl, and obviously because like me and him were like best friends, like we'd like FaceTime like every night, like we were like best friends.
Yeah.
Like obviously he talked to me about this, and I would talk to him about like.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah. So,
You're on FaceTime talking about like, other people to each other.
Meanwhile, we liked each other, but that's yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. So he would do things that like would be so obvious that he likes me.
Aww.
Like I'd like tell Mom and I'd be like,
I remember this stage. Like, I think he likes me.
No, it's just like, no, I wouldn't do like that stage twice this year with those two people.
Yeah.
And I was right for both of them. But anyways. Like, I'd, like, go up to you, and I'd be like, yeah, like, he did this, whatever. And then she's like, Aaliyah. And I'm like, but he likes this other girl. And he's like, Aaliyah. That could be a ploy. And ended up, like...
He was intimidated by Aaliyah.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And I told her that. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, she is not. She is a very soft, like, sort of,
no.
like... But her look, I think her physical look, I think she commands a room. I think she comes off as, like... Strong.
RBF.
Yeah.
Resting bitch face.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just, like, confident. You know, like, she might not be a most confident person, but when she does herself up, she acts like, hey, I'm boss bitch confident. And I think that that's sometimes not approachable.
Yeah, he's
and
like, I can't reach her.
Exactly.
Like, he can't get with me.
Kind correct. Of and I think that's why it took so long for them
like,
to actually become...
you're a little cutie, I love you.
become a couple.
Yeah, and then so he ended up telling me that it was all a distraction. But yeah, and then in it was February. It was like the days like of the Billie Eilish concert, right?
Oh my god.
So like
yes.
We'd be on FaceTime, right? And he'd be like he'd just like stop talking. I'd be like,
hello.
Like, are you good? Like
yeah.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
And he was like, nothing. And he was like, I'm just having weird thoughts. And I'm like I was aww. Like, what? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, about. And I was like, I'll talk. And like at this point, like I knew. Because
yeah,
like he was being so obvious about it. Like he obviously like liked me.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so I ended up finding out. I was like, he was like, oh, and then the next couple of days, like I tried and get like a little more information out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he'd be like, I'll just tell you. But I didn't want him to tell me, like, over FaceTime. Like, that's weird. Like, I wanted to, like, have it, like, in person.
Aww.
So I was like, no, like, wait.
Yeah.
So then the time of, like, him, excuse me, like, telling me and that time then, I had a party, like, in between there. And so, like, it was, like, awkward a little bit because, like, we both knew, like, what it was going to be about a little bit.
Aww, yeah.
So it was, like, I remember...
I literally said, Aaliyah, you should invite him over a little bit earlier to get it off of his chest. So
yeah,
because
it was like a whole thing. But like he walked in and it was like mad awkward because like we knew like what it was going to be about. But it was like,
you're like, I know what's about to happen right now.
Oh, my God. It was so awkward. It was so awkward. But yeah. And like 2 days after that is when we like had the talk. Yeah. And then
had the talk. We had the talk.
It was kind of like. Asking, like, what's next? I was, like, kind of basically, like, although friend zoned him, I was, like, you know, we could, like, say, like, you know, and then just, like, see, like, where,
see
it,
where
goes.
It goes, yeah.
And then fast forward, like, 2 months, mm-hmm. and then I finally said yes.
Oh. Yeah. I played hard to get with your brother, too.
No, I definitely did.
Yeah. Like, I thought you had to wait a little bit, you know?
No, yeah.
You just jump right into it.
Yeah, no, he had to wait.
You had to earn it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
Earn it a little bit. Yeah. Show me. Show me what you could do.
But I'm happy that, like, we were, like, best friends before. Because I got to see, like, kind of who he really is.
Yes.
And I think by them both talking about other people in their life allowed them to be so vulnerable mm-hmm. and see how they dealt with those situations, which I think helped them, you know? And they're, like, it's weird because they're just dating a few months, but they're, like,
BFFs.
Yeah, they really are. I
and
appreciate
no, and
it.
That's like, how we me always, and Zane were. We Let's say that, see. Like, we always say that, like, it's been like over 3 months, but it's like longer because like
you're best friends.
Yeah, but like and that's been like 7 months or whatever. But like before we actually said like officially dating, like mm-hmm. we were already going out to like the movies and like
yeah, like going
we
on
were
dates.
Already like dating.
Personally. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was the docs for me. Once she said, Ma, can we go to the docks? I'm like, who goes to the docks?
Boyfriend and girlfriend. The water.
They watch the water, watch the sunset. You guys are dating.
As friends. I mean, as friends. Only bestie vibes. Yeah. Bestie vibes only.
Bestie vibes.
But yeah.
Plus a little extra.
Little bit.
Loopy.
Little bit. But yeah.
I love that. Somebody said, I just want Aaliyah to know that she's gorgeous.
Aw, thanks.
Aw. What's your greatest achievement?
School. I work my arse off.
She did. How old do you feel in your bones?
In my bones, like physically or mentally? Mentally, I'm a wise wizard. Like, I'm like, I think I'm like, okay. Mentally, okay, I'm gonna be a little realistic. I think I'm like 30.
I am
extremely mature, I feel like.
You know, when you were talking about earlier about my traumas making you sort of grow up in a sense or just deal with shit or look at shit differently, I was thinking of, like, when you were younger and would have birthday parties. You, like, she did not, she, like, you know, like, I the was, crusty like, iPad shocked. Kids? Like, ew. She just wanted nothing to do with them. She was exactly. like, they're gross. I don't want to hang out with them. Like, but she was, like, but she was that little. So you think she would want to run and play and be dirty with
and
them.
And
she
was never just like that.
Like, get in the mud.
And I'm like, go no. play. Go be a kid. Yeah. And it's like.
I was literally never like that.
Yeah. She was, like, way in her mind older mm-hmm. than.
Physically, I feel like I'm 17. I'm not at that stage yet where I'm like, I feel like a grandma. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like. Once you hit your mid-20s, then you're like, oh, yeah, my back's no. hurting. Oh, my shoulders hurt.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You get tired at 9 p.m.?
No, I get tired. Oh, my God. I used to always, like I can't hang on Friday nights, and I'm literally a teenager, but, like, I'm just so exhausted throughout the week that, like, Friday nights.
She conks out every time. I'm like, I spend time with my daughter, and she's...
If I don't have plans, out. And, like, we're just, like, sitting on the couch, like, I'll literally fall asleep at 8.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Yep. Every night.
Yeah.
You may not remember because you were 8 years old, but what was your first impression of me? You were probably just like, oh, cool, hi.
I think I definitely looked up to you because, like, I was young. So, like, to, like, have, like,
eight,
older.
Aaliyah, you're 17.
I know. Oh, my God.
I've known you since you were 8 years old.
You knew me for, like, more than half my life.
Yes. I watched you grow up. That's fucking crazy to me.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
You were like a little nugget wearing like peanut butter and jelly t-shirts.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
Doing crazy hair day. Like, you know, oh my God. Yeah, like that's when I knew you. That's so crazy.
Well, I just like, obviously, when you're like that little, like you always like, it's just, I look up to you.
Yeah.
Because like you're older and like you're cool. You know what I mean? Like,
you're so like, wow, she's a lot older and bigger.
Yeah. So,
yeah. That's cute.
Okay. Important question. Do you like how I decorate for Halloween?
Yes, I do. Simple. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Somebody said we have the same name.
Huh?
Same name, same spelling.
Aaliyah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I have a list of names that I like. Aaliyah.
Would you ever study abroad? If so, where?
Yes. Don't know where.
Go so well, I can visit you.
Well, okay, so like
one of the schools.
There's like one scholarship that you can study at Oxford, which like is a certain scholarship. You can study abroad at Oxford. So that would be something I'm interested in and that I'm applying in.
Okay, I have to ask you because I'm pretty sure I know what the answer is gonna be. What's something that Zane used to do that annoyed the hell out of you?
Zane?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Didn't you say that they used to chase you around the house with knives?
Oh my God, that shit was so dumb. I was like 5 years old.
How did that be allowed?
No, I was
what? You tell me. You let your children chase your daughter like, with knives?
I was 5 years old.
She didn't want to play with the crusty iPad.
Yeah,
because
I was mad grown. Violence
how did that
in the
happen?
Household.
Mother.
No, I was literally like 5 years old, and they'd go up to both of them, fucking assholes, would go up to the knife block, pull out like a steak knife, and just like
that means they were like 9 or 10.
Exactly.
Like you're bullshit. Yeah, kids.
Whatever. Yeah. Let them get cut.
Oh my God.
No, they really wouldn't chase her around with it, but they would like tease her with it. Like,
they would. Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
I hate knives. That would not be allowed.
Yeah, it was allowed.
Oh. She's like, and I have PTSD.
I don't know. What does Zane do that annoys me? He doesn't do anything that annoys me because he's so much older. Like, I feel like we don't have that, like, we're not that close that, like, he can't annoy me. He's wise, you know?
Who's your favorite sibling?
Oh, I just had my finger on that one. I'm like, eek. Is she going to read this one?
Eek. No, read the spicy ones.
The spicy questions.
I don't have a favorite, I don't think. I like Amani sometimes better, and I like Zane sometimes better. Zane. Amani, uh-uh. But sometimes Amani, just because like I'm able to relate with him more, but
closer in age.
Zane is wiser, but Amani is like more fun.
Okay,
so
Amani is like the fun brother. Is like Aaliyah smokes some weed with me, and Zane's like Aaliyah.
Yeah, and I'm able
let
to,
me
like,
give you some life advice.
Yes,
so this like is how stocks work.
Yes, no, like let me tell you how to make some money. And Amani's like, let's go smoke some weed.
Yeah, so it depends on like you know.
Now
the
going
situation.
Off, Aaliyah, have you ever been drunk?
No.
So nothing to tell.
Once again,
they, like, tell
me and Amon here are such different people in high school.
How you deal with anxiety?
I don't meditate. I don't use essential oils. Like I don't know. Like I tried therapy and it did not work for me personally. I feel like I wasn't one that needed therapy constantly, and I thought that I did, but it was maybe, like, more, like, a need-to-be, like, a need-basis kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, whenever you're feeling down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, it just felt like it was a waste of my time.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you think
I feel
you
like
had
I just
had the
like,
wrong
grew
therapist?
Up. I had two, and they were both kind of
Yeah, but sometimes it takes going through a lot of people. I mean, that's
yeah,
besides
but I feel
point,
like
but
I feel like now I don't even need it.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I just kind of, like, I don't know if you can grow out of it, but, like, I feel like I kind of did. Like, I kind of, like, worked through what's irrational, what's not irrational. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've had so many people, like, more people in my life now that, like, tell me, like, you're overthinking this and mm-hmm. you're, you know.
See, like.
So you've learned and you've been like, oh, okay.
Aaron is my ally. Aaron's
helped a lot.
Like, I really appreciate that because, like, I'll say something and Aaron will just be in the background going like this, like agreeing with me. Or if I'm like, Aaliyah, like you're stressing over this and you there's no
it's
need
to. It's not going to matter next week.
Right. And then Aaron's just like, see, Aaliyah, that's exactly what I tell you. So I feel like it's not just mom nagging. Now it's somebody who really cares about her also telling her. So I think now she's like, oh,
yeah,
I get it. Like, it's people who love me that are both telling me the same thing. So it's like they must kind of, you know what they're talking about.
That's one of my favorite things about Zane is he doesn't really suffer from mental health issues. So he kind of like brings me back to earth. Yeah. Like, he's like, you're being irrational. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I am just overthinking. Like, it's nice to have a partner that, like, can balance you out.
Yeah.
You know? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, this one is, how did you get to be drum major? Oh. She was in band in high school.
You guys already know. Yeah, I was in band throughout all of high school, all of middle school. I've been doing band for, like,
a lot of years.
It's going to be like my ninth year coming up. And I've been really passionate about it. So you have to be passionate and be extroverted a little bit because I was always an introvert and yet I wanted to be a drum major. So that was like the craziest thing. And yeah, you have to practice. Get to talking, practice a lot, look up videos, and yeah, you'll be there.
Oh. Okay, we can end it on this one. What's your favorite memory with me and mom?
I liked Montauk. That was fun.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Me too. Well, like we, the thing is why it's the first thing is because like we don't experience anything us three. So
like yeah,
like that's the first thing.
We're always with somebody else.
We're always with the boys.
Yeah,
fucking boys.
Ew. So yeah.
See, and that turned out to be the best memories. Remember, you were so anxious about that trip.
I was so anxious about that trip.
And it turned out to be great memories. It was the first thing that popped into all of our heads.
Yep.
It was with the cat and walking home in the rain and going out to dinners.
That was fun.
Yeah. Sitting by the fire at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's great times.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on that journey with us. It was a long ass episode. So if you made it through to the end, thank you so much for listening. Aaliyah, thank you for being on the pod.
Thank you.
We love you and hope you feel any last words?
No. Yeah.
All good? Okay. Hope you guys have a great week. We'll talk to you on Thursday. If you would like to, there's a link in the description. It's $2.99 a month. You become a subscriber and you'll get no ads and you'll get our episodes a whole day early. So it helps support our podcast and we appreciate all of you doing that. So thank you so much. And if you could rate us on Spotify, it literally takes less than a second. You just hit the 5 stars and it really helps our podcast. So thank you so much for doing that. Thank you, Aaliyah, for being on, and thank you guys for listening today. We will talk to you all on Thursday.
Okay, love you. Bye.